Here we go.
Who the hell are you, man?
Genius, billionaire, playboy, philanthropist.
We are the Knights!
Nerd!
Hold on to your butts.
And now for something completely different.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Knights of Nerds 2 podcast. We are a podcast for all things nerd. My name is Chris. I'm here with
Sam
and Sean.
And live on Skype, we have
Sean.
Don't sound too excited. Anyway, jam-packed episode for you for tonight. We have all of D23. We have a little bit of news coming from that. And then we have some trailers, actually, as well to discuss. Then we're going to let the engines roar and review Mortal Engines. Why? Because
it's on HBO.
It's on HBO.
Why? Because, you know, like 9 months seems like a good time to review it.
Hey, I mean, nobody saw it, so I mean, might as well talk about it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, definitely. Still, listen, is it a new movie? No. Is it new to everybody involved with the podcast, the hosts and listeners? Yeah, probably. So,
absolutely. You know. I've heard of it, but I had really no time or interest in seeing it until now.
I remember watching the trailers and being slightly interested in that, and the reviews came out, and I was like, guess I'm not going to see that.
Yeah. Very rarely does somebody, we have a group text chain, very rarely does somebody say, let's try this, and then everybody's on board with it. Very rarely, and it was in the matter of, what, a day that we all watched it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched it last night, but I mean, once you guys were like, watch this, I was like, yeah, I'll watch it.
Yeah, I think I saw it Tuesday or Wednesday morning or something like that. So
yeah, I already had a slight interest in seeing this until, you know, those reviews.
I guess so. But that's going to be later. So we're going to try doing, we're going to do Mortal Engines later, but we're going to do the news stuff first. So, John, why don't you take off, why don't you start off with the news?
All right. Well, let's start big.
Can we save can we save the Mandalorian trailer for a few minutes?
Yeah. I was gonna go with the other trailer first.
Okay.
That is for the sick and very twisted Joker movie. That came out, I think, yesterday.
This is either yesterday or the day before.
Yeah. So this is the theatrical trailer. You know, we previously had gotten kind of like a minute-long teaser or something like that. It kind of showed a little bit more light of what the hell is actually going on with this movie, whereas I think most people had, like, no idea.
Yeah. The other trailers were more like atmosphere sort of thing. Like,
not even that. I think it was just more of a, this is slightly what you're going to get.
Yeah, giving you
Phoenix
like
as the Joker. This is
giving
what you're
you like a tone of, like, this is the tone of the movie. Yeah. Whereas this, you get a little bit of the plot.
First trailer was the definition of, let's see how fans react to it and then tweak it later.
Yeah.
So, and that's what we get with this trailer.
I feel like, frankly, I almost understand less of this movie now than before. And, like, I'm not exactly disappointed in saying that. Like, I just have no idea what this movie is going to be, either in terms of what the actual plot's going to be, or if it's actually going to be good or not. I feel like it's a certain, it's got a certain floor. Like, I feel like it's not going to be a train wreck.
Yeah, I'm not.
Which, you know, isn't exactly a high, isn't exactly a high recommendation, yeah. But I'm like cautiously optimistic, I guess.
Given DC movies records, you know, train wreck is always an option. But yeah, I'm with you. I do not get the feeling like this is going to be just a terrible film.
Yeah.
Maybe like disappointing, but still okay. I think that's kind of the floor right now for me.
Yeah. I'm in agreement with you both. I think there's the floor, as John, you mentioned. I think there's the floor, but I also think there's a ceiling too. There's no way. It's a rated R movie, so there's no way it's going to hit over 600 million. No.
Oh, at the box office, probably.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
no,
like
yeah.
It's.
But I don't
it's
think
somewhat.
It, I was gonna say I don't think it hits less than 200 either. So. It's kind of in a decent spot where they're sequel worthy if they want to do a sequel, unless this thing tanks, unless this thing gets so bad reviews. I don't know.
I kind of hope this is a standalone. Yeah, because it just, I feel like it's...
You know they won't.
Yeah,
you know
I know
they won't.
I know, but like,
I'm not so sure about that though. I feel like I could totally just see this happening and then just going away.
I could see it, but is this? Do we establish if this is in the same universe as the Harley Quinn?
I believe not.
No, because it's DC isn't DC Universe. It's the worlds of DC, so it's multiple universes.
Oh, see, if this thing takes off, and then the Birds of Prey is good, I don't mind the crossover because I already forgot about the Joker in the other freaking movie. It's just not Heath Ledger. He will forever be ingrained. Yeah. But the other one, the My Chemical Romance singer.
He's not from My Chemical Romance. 30 Seconds to
Mars. 30 Seconds to Mars singer.
30 Seconds to Mars, please.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. My Chemical Romance, that dude wrote The Umbrella Academy, but...
Oh, okay. Well... So he does have ties to comics, I forgot about him. What's his name? Jared Leto.
Leto.
So I forgot about him already. So I wouldn't
be... an Oscar award-winning
clearly,
actor.
I wouldn't care if this thing is good, which I don't, I'm not going to see this, but if this thing is good and the Birds of Prey is good, then I don't mind the crossover again. Why not?
I don't... These two are not crossing over.
I think this is its own thing, and like I kind of I like it for being its own thing. You know,
this is not the same universe.
I'm just talking down.
I mean, like talking Leto, just watching Joaquin Phoenix in these trailers, I'm like, why don't they just start with this?
Hmm.
He seems like the most obvious choice to play a deranged maniac.
Yeah, like honestly. He's pretty much playing the same dude he was like in The Master. It's like, yeah, this is like perfect.
Yeah, but like, I like other actors can change their normal stereotype or shtick.
True.
To mimic, hence the Heath Ledger who was in all those rom-coms.
Yes. He was in some rom-coms. He was in like Brokeback Mountain. Not
it was
exactly
a rom-com. It was funny.
What was funny about that movie?
I don't think anything was really
the
funny
I can't
about
quit
that
you
movie.
Slide like that was hilarious.
Hilarious.
Anyway,
I laughed
don't
for
they
hours.
Get like murdered in the end? I don't know if that's like
yeah. Yeah.
I never finished it.
Not,
so
not Heath it. Ledger. What's his name?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal gets lynched in the end.
Yeah.
So you know, fun times. It was hilarious.
Anyway. Maybe Sam, just don't put like fun times with lynching like as our like title for this one, bud.
Yeah, we're gonna.
Damn,
we're gonna
that was
just always just a little concerned about those things. All right. Anyway, so we'll stick a little pin in Joker. Joker's coming out pretty soon. It's first week of October. That's almost a month away.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I can't believe we're already at the fall and we're just gonna be like out of our asses with content. Speaking of which. another Robert De Niro movie.
Out of our asses.
Let's just touch on this really quickly. But I thought it was very interesting. So the Netflix announced what they're going to do for the release schedule of The Irishman, which is coming out on Netflix. This is this Martin Scorsese movie, which they also announced was 3.5 hours long, which we don't need to touch on that.
Oh my God.
But I thought it was just interesting how this seems like a first for Netflix where they're going to release it in theaters. And it sounds like it's going to be somewhat of a wide release for at least a week or two preceding the movie. I guess what they're going to do is they're going to start the movie like the beginning of November in like LA and New York, and then go with a wider release the next couple weeks after that. And then it releases on the platform on Netflix, Thanksgiving weekend, which I feel like is a good time to release a big tentpole thing because I mean people are at home have time sort of thing
traveling and you're definitely spending more than 3.5 hours traveling
right exactly so yeah and I mean you can cut it up into a couple of different slices on while you're sitting in the car in traffic so
well no don't watch anything while you're driving
right please don't
obey the law.
But if somebody else is driving,
show them the movie.
What do you guys think about how like they're essentially going to play ball, even though it's not really going to be a real, you know, like usually I think they say it's like 8 or 10 weeks they have to have like exclusivity or something like that. It actually might even be longer than that, now that I'm thinking about it. But they're actually going to try to put it out. And, like, honestly, I know I'm not everybody in this case, but I would definitely not – I would not wait for Netflix. I would probably go see it in theaters if it's, like, somewhat available around me, just because – this is like a movie I wouldn't wait around for. It's not every kind of movie, and it's definitely, you know, if there's more of a spectacle kind of a movie, I guess I would probably do that as well. Like something that would, you know, seeing it in theaters would really like turn it up a notch. Yeah, versus you, watching
it would
it
benefit.
In, like if Avatar was released on Netflix, it would be kind of pointless.
Yeah, you really want to see a movie like that in the theaters.
Yeah,
well, I'm kind of with you on this, John. Like if the reviews are good. Yeah, I'll go to the movie theater and see that. But it's just like if the reviews are just like so-so, I probably just wait for Netflix, because it's like I'm in no hurry to see this movie.
And the 3.5 hours becomes a little bit of like a mitigating thing. Like if it's just okay, and it's like I have to like spend three and a half hours in a movie theater, like then it becomes more of a maybe, or we'll see. You know, we'll see how busy we are.
Yeah, if I have the time, I'll go see it in theaters. The thing is, I'm kind of. You're right. I think it has to be, what, 6 to 10 weeks of exclusivity for certain movie theaters to show it, but Netflix wants to do it a month later. I don't know how that's going to work. So I'm thinking it's going to be more of the smaller movie chain. So it's not going to be the showcases or what's the AMCs?
AMC. Yeah. And they've said they aren't going to show it.
Yeah. So it's probably going to be the smaller
really
theaters.
Their foot down.
It's probably going to be the smaller theaters. And you know what? If it's out and it's close and I have time, I'll see it. But,
yeah. I mean, I need, like, at least good reviews to get me to the theater. Because it's, like, it's also, like, 3.5 hours. Like,
that's a long movie for a drama.
Yeah.
Regardless of what it is, it's already Oscar-nominated. So, I hate to say it, but...
Is it?
I don't know.
It's one of those movies where it's like all the pieces are already there. It's
so
definitely,
and it could be horrible.
Yeah,
it's,
but
that's fine. But it's everything's there.
I've seen that too many times where it's just a movie where it's like, ooh, it's got so many people attached, and it just turns into garbage.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to ask for an example because I feel like it would go.
Is
on forever,
this Oscar bait? Yes.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's definitely trying to bait for an Oscar. Whether or not it's going to achieve even a nomination is a different story.
Yeah, and it's actually shaping up to be a better year than I thought it was originally, as far as just, like, award season movies. Like, it's always weird because there's such, like, a flux with, like, you know, what comes out, like, before the end of the year or what gets pushed to, like, March or next year. Like, you don't really know until the end of the summer. But, yeah, it looks like it's shaping up decent. Like, honestly, even as crazy as this sounds... If Joker's, like, really good, I wouldn't be super shocked if it got a Best Picture nomination.
Yeah. Or, like, depending on Phoenix's performance, maybe a Best Actor nod.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe Bobby D gets nominated twice.
for this and his
other thing.
So, supporting actor and lead actor.
Right.
That'd be crazy.
It would be. All right, so... Moving on from that, we also had... Was there anything else besides Disney? No. Okay, so D23 happened.
Yes, it did.
Quick question. Anyone here know what the 23 stands for?
It's the date.
Is that it?
I believe so, because it started on the 23rd. So, like, I assumed...
I don't know. That's a weird number to just pick out of the air.
Yeah, right.
Like, 23rd of August. Yeah.
I don't know why it's 23. You're right.
Yeah.
Good question.
I don't know. Anyways, going on. John?
All right. So I guess, do we want to start with, what trailer do we want to go with? Mandalorian or Episode 9?
Let's start with a low note, please.
Okay. Episode 9. We got, I guess, what... could be in some form called a trailer. Really just...
It's a lazy-ass trailer.
This, Yeah, I mean, we've gotten this, like, episode three. Like, we've had this before where they do the, ooh, it's the culmination of the saga, you know?
Yeah.
Let's get some fucking binary sunset playing in the background, and let's really fucking, you know, light one up here.
John, really quick. Yeah. 1923 was when Disney was founded.
Ah, there
okay.
we go.
Okay.
I knew it had something to do with, like, the annual type thing, but I didn't know exactly what it was.
Simple Google search told me that.
Oh, there you go.
Well, you know
D23, Y23. That's exactly what I
Googled. Didn't care enough to Google search.
Well, I mean, it's for the audience, for them to know. Anyways, back to Star Wars.
So, but at the end of this little montage, which I thought was just going to be bullshit, like was just going to be, hey, look at a bunch of Star Wars movies. Remember Star Wars, you guys?
Remember how we ruined it?
They actually had a bunch of little snippets or clips from episode 9, The Rise of the Skywalker, right?
Yeah.
I think.
The Rise
of Skywalker.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, Rise of Skywalker. I don't even really remember what happened besides seeing Rey and what's-his-face fight.
Kylo.
And then Rey's got like two red lightsabers. And you're like, oh, okay, so this is just dumb.
Yeah, right. Okay, thank you for saying that, John. So,
and I don't even mean dumb, like, plot-wise.
No.
I mean dumb, like, why are you showing me this? This is, you're just trying to, like essentially, like, fan service me to, like, see this movie instead of just being like, hey, go see Star Wars, dummy, which I'm already going to do anyway. Yeah. Like,
I'm not going opening weekend, though. So there's no way.
For this movie, the first trailer definitely got me interested and like, okay, you got me intrigued again.
Just because of?
No, just the whole trailer like looked decent. Like I was like, oh, this looks like competent and not stupid.
I really thought you were up on the Emperor's laugh at the end.
I mean, that ties it for most people. Like, I want to know why the Emperor's there. Like, I'm curious.
I have zero interest in why he's there.
But that's not, so then this one came out and this made me less interested. Because, as you put it, John, like, this was just dumb. It didn't really show me anything unique.
This isn't really a quote-unquote trailer, but this showed us extended footage.
But I know you guys are going to laugh at me and whatnot, but, like, the hell's up with her lightsaber?
What, like, that it's red or that it's,
no, like, it's a double lightsaber that folds up so you can use it as two for some reason. But, like, how do you hold two lightsabers next to each other that aren't touching? Like, that's just an awkward grip. Like, I feel like they were like, you know what would be cool? This lightsaber that, like, folds. They're like, okay, but how are they going to use it? They're like, wait, you have to use it? It just looks cool. Like, they didn't think about how to use it. Like, it's just stupid.
You're kind of harping on a little thing there.
I know,
but
they focused on that. That was like the big thing.
Please, as a true
this
Star Wars
fan. This is Star Wars.
Yeah.
They do nothing but harp on little things.
Yeah. I think D23 stands for the amount of minutes that Kathleen Kennedy will be employed right after this movie gets released.
I hope so.
I don't know. So. Nothing's told me that this movie's going to be terrible. But
no, that is
nothing,
true. That
nothing
is true.
Has told me that it's going to be good.
That is also very true.
Just, like, watch that whole, like, red lightsaber thing just be, like, not a flashback, but, like, you know, like, her, like a random vision that doesn't even really
I'm 100% counting on that.
Yeah, I'm 95% sure that's a vision.
But, like, how stupid would it be if Rey ended up being Sith and then, like, Kylo Ren had to go to the light side to defeat her? Like, how stupid would that
actually
be
kind of interesting.
That would actually kind of rock.
It would make sense, and I don't like that either.
I would hate that.
It'd be a nice,
stupid.
Like, subversion of expectations, you know?
Yeah, but it's stupid.
Yeah, but it's not. It doesn't make you fall in love with the characters any more than it does the story.
I already don't.
We're not going to fall in love with these characters.
But well, that's the problem.
The thing is, you fell in love with Obi-Wan Kenobi from the prequels. You fell in love with Luke Skywalker and Han Solo from the originals. So it's, who are you in love with now, Sam?
BB-8.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
it's the droids.
There's
a third
BB-8.
Droid coming in here now. So
third droid?
The
other droid?
What's the
I don't know what
the
new
call
one
sign. I forget what it is, but it was in the trailer.
Yeah,
the first trailer.
I haven't seen anything like a Porg yet, so we're safe on that.
Honestly, the porgs were not a big deal.
No, but they were shoved down our throats.
There were three scenes with porgs
in but like marketing wise, they were
the whole thing is shoved down your throat.
Yeah,
oh, I know that.
Disney, dude.
But it was like, you know, Ewoks were good with kids. Let's do porgs now. It's like, well, you didn't need porgs.
Oh, boy. You know what I did see?
What?
Oh, yeah, you started
another, laughing. Another lightsaber fight scene on a piece of metal surrounded by liquid that isn't lava, like episode 3.
Yeah, no, it's like episode 3.
It's just like another thing that I saw before.
It very much felt like the same kind of fight.
Yeah. This whole series is going to be...
Because it literally looks like something from Mustafar. This time in like water.
Yeah, in water. Do you remember the fight scene?
It looks like Mustafar, except nothing like Mustafar.
It's just water. It's like literally the thing they're fighting.
It's a piece of metal.
Why don't it be machinery that's used to like mine water?
I'm pretty sure.
like that thing. No, remember what the things were?
I'm
pretty sure that's the ruins of the Death Star because we saw that in the other trailer.
Right.
That was in the water. I'm pretty sure they're fighting on the ruins of the Death Star.
So Jakku gets flooded by another planet that's all water.
And they make clones there. And
and then the Mandalorian TV show is just spun off from that. It
ties in like the Mandalorian's living there.
Oh man,
with his son who's actually his clone.
You know, I'm actually genuinely not worried, but I'm like, JJ, did you screw this up? I don't know.
I think it was just like once he handed it off to Rian Johnson, it screwed everything up.
It was the story.
Yeah,
it was a story.
Yeah, the story.
It's all the story right now. Right now, it's just story going in.
Yeah, it's
if
like,
it's another regurgitation of episode
anything,
six,
anything.
It's shaping up very much like episode 6.
Yeah,
so.
Then I mean, it's at this point, it's Kathleen Kennedy. It's not JJ or even I don't want to say this, but Rian Johnson. You know, it could not be him either.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know how much involvement she has in the writing process, but
her.
Well, okay. The only thing to compare her to is look at what Feige did with Marvel. How hands-on he was, and he made sure every project that, like, to the point where he was actually involved as an executive producer in the Amazing Spider-Man movies that ended up flopping, but he wanted those to succeed because he cares about what he's in charge of.
I don't
think it has EP credits don't mean anything.
Yeah, but
no, I know that, but
he could have showed up for one.
No. The what happened in the Amazing Spider-Man movies is Feige showed up, gave them a ton of you should do this and this, handle this way, do this, and they were like, thanks for the advice, threw out all of his notes, and did their own thing.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's that either.
And then he went home and fucking cried.
I just simply think she just doesn't know how it works.
No.
When she hired Lord Miller to do Solo, and then
she
fired him because they were too funny or something. Yeah. Like, I mean, those two are comedic writers. That's what's going to happen. That's what you're going to get.
It's not like they plucked her out of nowhere. She's been a producer in Hollywood for a long time.
She's clearly
she
not getting
the,
it.
The Indiana Jones movies.
With the Crystal Skull?
No, I don't know if she produced that, but the original run. Yeah,
yeah, that's fine. I bet you if you redid Indiana Jones, it might be a same story over again.
Well, they are making a fifth one.
TBD.
Supposedly.
TBD. Because Harrison...
No,
Harrison.
He's attached.
I know, but he's also... How old is he? 75?
He's old.
Yeah. Whether or not it all comes to fruition in the next 4 years, who knows?
Well, can we talk about something a little bit happier than the Star Wars universe?
I don't know what gets happier than Rise of Skywalker.
Yes, please.
Well, first off, just a little minor aside here. The Obi-Wan series did get officially announced.
Yes.
At D23, so that will be something I'm very interested in looking forward to.
Same.
Yeah,
but sorry.
Well, now I it was between this and a movie, and like when they announced it was going to be a Disney Plus TV show, I'm like, you know, that might work better.
Yeah, I'd rather see it as a TV show. You can do more.
See the adventures of Obi-Wan
on Tatooine.
Or other places.
He's on Tatooine. What? He's looking after Luke. Sam.
Yeah, I know, but it might call for him to be elsewhere.
Yeah.
Because you can't just... I'm not going to lie. I don't want all Tatooine.
That would be super boring.
I'll maybe do like episodes where he's off planet doing a chore or task or something and then coming back to...
Yeah. You know.
We'll see.
would seem to be a little bit of a waste of a Star Wars show to not go to at least one other planet, you know? Mm.
Like, I want to see him open up, like, a PI business on...
possibly a gambling planet.
No, really. Like, I think that would be a really cool show if it's, like, a new thing every week.
Honestly, like, after saying it as a joke, I'm like, you know, I kind of want to see that.
Can we take odds or bets? I'm going back to episode 9. Are we ever... Do we see another ship run out of fuel?
No. Okay. I don't think so. And we'll never see the like ship colliding into another ship again either.
We better not. That was one of the coolest parts of the whole movie.
That was the coolest part of the whole movie.
Yeah, I tried to bump it a little
bit. No, it was the coolest part of the whole movie.
Anyway, we did get, finally, a trailer for The Mandalorian. And, you know, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. I'm just going to say, this looks fucking awesome. I'm like... So far in. I would probably end up getting Disney Plus anyway, but this seals the deal for me for sure.
Question before we start.
Go ahead.
Is this take place after episode?
No idea.
6 or unknown?
I think it's between 6 and 7.
Is it?
Or it might be after 9?
I have no idea. I don't think they ever announced when.
Lando.
They posted Lando's
not in it. No, he's not in it. Who's, oh Jesus. I thought I saw somebody else in there.
No. There are 3 Easter eggs that I picked up on.
Are they Easter eggs or simply just characters?
They're Easter eggs / characters.
The first one is the obvious one.
The IG bounty hunter droid is there. So in the movie's expanded universe.
Though.
Well, that's how IG-88 is supposed to be. Like he's supposed to be like
sick.
Yeah, he's supposed to be a badass.
You think we're gonna get Cad Bane in live action?
I don't know. It's a question.
Oh, how
it could be.
How awesome.
It all depends on when this takes place. Because, so at the end of Return of the Jedi, so there's IG-88 A, B, C, and D. And one of them was destroyed on Cloud City. One of them was destroyed on Tatooine.
None of this is in the movies.
Yes, there is an IG-88 droid in the where the trash is, where. Chewbacca grabs C-3PO on Cloud City. There is an IG-88 there. Right. But then IG-88 is also destroyed in Shadows of the Empire, which is technically not canon anymore, which sucks.
Okay. Okay.
So that would be 3 of the 4 IG-88 droids that are destroyed. So now maybe we're down to 2? I don't know. Maybe we're down to 3. But 1 is at least destroyed.
I'll just take the 1.
Well, could I spoil your fun a little bit?
What?
I think I saw something where the official character's name is, it's IG something else, but it's not 88.
Right, yeah, it's an IG battle, was it bounty hunter droid? Like, it's not, it might not be IG-88, but it's the same kind of droid.
Maybe that will just be in the second season.
Maybe, you do know, maybe.
Dude, is there any way this thing does not get a second season?
I know, right?
Well, I don't know just how it's set up. I mean, I don't know if people are signed on to do a second. I would assume like they'll make them if they want to.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like so, I don't know if like Favreau wants to make another season or wants to do this long term or what, but.
But the 2 other Easter eggs that I found. First of all, the bounty hunter is carrying around a gun with like a U short shaped fork on it. Like you see it in a bunch of shots. Anybody who's seen it, I know Sam and John have.
Yeah, can you see the life leaving my body right now?
So that gun is wielded by Boba Fett in the Star Wars Holiday Special. So it's got ties to the Star Wars Holiday Special.
Now, is there any way this is Boba Fett?
I don't know.
Is there any way this is Boba Fett?
I don't know. Like, I want it to be, but
honestly,
like,
I hope
that
not.
That as much as like I'm not a huge Boba Fett guy, for them just to like all of a sudden be like, oh yeah, and it's Boba Fett.
Yeah, like this
that
is
that would be the greatest kept secret.
Yeah,
since
I don't know.
I don't know either. But
the Manhattan Project.
No, well, I was thinking Star Wars reference, but it's not. It's probably not the I Am Your Father one. But
that was pretty well kept.
That was pretty well kept.
They didn't find out until the official showing.
I know.
That's crazy.
So, like, I don't really give 2 shits about all these Easter eggs and stuff.
Oh, I got one more, though.
Is this James one's Earl even Jones, worse than all the others. Is James Earl Jones the best secret keeper ever?
Mark Hamill.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Well, because was he there when they?
He was told.
Yeah,
he was told. Okay.
So that's why he overacted.
That's why he overacted.
And everybody was like, "Why are you overacting this scene?"
Yeah,
because James Earl Jones had to voice it.
Yes,
and then he had to react, obviously George.
Everyone else was told that
I killed your father,
and everyone was like, why is he acting like that? Yeah. I don't understand.
It's like, it makes sense. Why are you saying it's impossible?
I watched that movie last night.
Which one?
Empire. And I was surprised. I got chills when he said, I am your father. I'm like,
it's great.
Really? Me?
Yeah. It's a great line. All right.
Third Easter egg. Quick.
Third Easter egg. This is like the worst of the three that I found. So there's these things called blurgs. You see, it's like a weird reptile thing. No. Trust me. This is going
somewhere.
Please
tell me Lucas named that.
He might have. I don't know. It's worse than Lucas, though. So blurgs. So you see the guy riding it. It's literally like a reptile thing with two legs that walk around. It is seen in a movie. It's not one of the Skywalker trilogy or saga movies. It's from Ewoks Battle of Endor. Oh, I shit you not. Like, I saw it. I was like, that's from the Ewok movie. And I looked it up. And yeah, it like they're like, hey, by the way, the Ewok movies are canon now.
Well, that's worth it.
So we got Ewok movies and Jimmy Smits. That's what we're holding over.
Yep, that's it.
But I just don't care about these Easter egg things. They're mostly just fan service. What I'm digging is this whole space western vibe they got going on there. Like, we got like five different showdowns in that trailer.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Got some Carl Weathers. Got some, I can't think of his name now. That guy who's a German, damn it. What the hell's his name? He's the only dude who actually has a line in the film.
Oh, yeah.
He's a director. But, yeah, just, it looks good. But
this looks great. It doesn't just look good. This looks great.
That trailer was like a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, whoever threw that together did a perfect job.
It was an amazing edit.
And this is I have to say, this is the prime show to launch Disney Plus. This is the show to launch it.
Yeah, this is like, if I was to get Disney Plus, I'd probably be like, yeah, I can just push it off till Marvel starts release and stuff.
But are you getting it?
Yeah, at this point, yeah.
So I was reading online that they're not too worried about people sharing IDs. Okay. At this point, because they're going to just say, look, we understand people are going to share IDs, but I think the sheer number of people who buy this will just offset all that anyway. Oh, yeah. So
are we thinking about getting an account for all of us?
I don't know. I have no idea. Are you guys going to bundle?
ESPN, I'm thinking.
And,
like I said, I don't know if I said this. I don't know if I said this on the podcast, but like, I already pay for Hulu with no ads. I'm very interested in Disney Plus.
And why not?
And I'm like, if they throw ESPN Plus in for like $2, yeah, I'm getting ESPN Plus.
I also saw another thing. There's a deal, I'm wondering if the deal is over, but it's, you can get it for $4 a month now if you sign up for 3 years. It's something you pay for 2 years, but the third year's free, and therefore it filters down to like $4 a month.
What, for ESPN or?
No, for Disney Plus.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If you sign up for 3 years.
Yeah, so I don't know how that's going to work with the bundle, but that, I mean, if you think you're going to get it, I mean, like, if you're a parent, I can't see how not paying like $140 for like 3 years worth of this thing like isn't going to be worth it, you know?
Mm. And you can download, which is great too. You can download things onto your phone instead of streaming.
So like Netflix.
Netflix and Prime. So you can download episodes and stuff instead of utilizing your data plan, which is perfect for, you know, kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Plus that Noel movie. I mean, come on.
I know, right? Anna Kendrick and Bill Hader.
Yeah.
What?
I heard Amy was like watching the trailer in the other room, so like I picked up on some things that are going on in this movie. I'm like, oh man, this sounds terrible.
I watched the trailer. It's just like, it's one of those movies where I'm like, I can tell why they released this on Disney Plus, because this would not do well in theaters.
I'm really just curious, on November 19th, how many people actually signed up for Disney Plus? I just want to see the numbers.
We'll find out.
We'll see. I mean, if it's good, they'll certainly tell us. If it's not, probably won't. So, Read into that what you will.
We got three TV shows also announced for Disney Plus outside of that wonderful Christmas movie Sam brought up.
Well, I mean, are we talking about High School Musical, the musical, the movie?
No, the series.
The series, Sam. Sorry. Get the title right.
Sorry.
God, the title sucks.
I know, right? No, that is not what I'm talking about.
I'm glad that they're at least intending the title to be kind of a joke.
Yeah.
But even that, I'm like, no.
No.
Even with half the title, I was still thinking no.
Yeah. The only reason I own the first one is because of Riff Tracks.
Which, that is a good one.
It is one of the best. Same reason why I own Transformers. But the three movies that three shows that they announced for Marvel, the other half of Disney Plus.
What else
did
we talk about on the show?
Right. Well, it's the other half of Disney. Miss Marvel, who is...
Ms. Marvel?
Yeah, Ms. Marvel. Marvel. I didn't say Mrs. Marvel. No, sorry. Ms. and Ms. are the same thing. It's not Mrs. Mrs. is different. Anyways.
There's definitely a difference between MS and MISS.
Okay.
There's.
Okay, John. Anyways.
There's already a standard crowd that just will simply not understand this concept.
Yeah.
Welcome to Knights of Grammitude.
This is back-to-back
weeks.
0.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is back-to-back weeks of...
Did you know that they made that distinction between the two when they rebooted Hawaii 5-0?
It's 5-0.
They made a distinction. If it was 5-0, they would have kept the same original title.
They did.
They went from the number 5 to the word 5, or from the word 5 to the number 5.
No one has ever called it 5-0.
Yeah, Chris did. Chris is the only person, after I showed him the Webster Dictionary, where it says a synonym for the number 0 is O, O-H, or O as in like the circle.
Except
Chris, it's almost football season. here's what I'll offer you, okay? If you hear at any time when you're watching CBS, if you hear Jim Nantz say, coming up this week on Hawaii 5-0, you film that for me, I will pay you $1,000.
What? Why would I ever watch? There's only one time in this entire season I'm going to actually watch CBS.
All right, that one time.
Well, watch now it. You got a reason to watch.
Well, the Patriots play the Cowboys. It's
But you're
4 o'clock game, and it's
so
on
CBS. So you're
going
to say, no, I don't want those $1,000 because you're so sure Jim
I'm not
going
to sit down and watch CBS football. When my team isn't even part of the AFC.
For $1,000?
$1,000, I would.
No, I'm not. Seriously, the time, the benefit, the time balance.
It's $1,000.
Not to mention, it's a full-day commitment on CBS.
Just admit it, Jim Nantz.
They're
never
not
says
the number
5-0.
One trauma TV in America anymore. I think, I don't know, it could be, but I think it's NBC.
Anyways,
with the Chicago
off the Hawaii 5-0.
The Chicago verse is on NBC, I think.
Anyways,
that's a thing.
So
listen, we're just fucking killing time here, because what we really need to talk about are giant cities that move around on wheels.
We're getting to that, John. I swear. I promise you. I can't wait to talk about that. But I got two other shows.
All right. Real quick.
Right. She-Hulk. Sure. She-Hulk was announced. This is, we all saw Stan Lee at Comic-Con. He mentioned, what is the one character you wish was in a movie that, you created? He said She-Hulk. He loved She-Hulk. That was, his favorite unused character. She's finally getting a show. If you don't know who she is, she's Bruce Banner's cousin, gets a blood transfusion from him, and becomes the Hulk. She is also a lawyer.
All right, next one.
She's a female lady lawyer who is also the Hulk. Anyways, the other one is Moon Knight.
This one I'm excited for.
Moon Knight. We got a Moon Knight show coming. Which is awesome. So he's
it's just announced, right? There's no
they haven't announced who's playing these characters. So Moon Knight. So I thought about this. So we've got Blade has been announced. We've got Morpheus has been cast by Jared Leto or Leto or however you want to call him, Joker. So those two are cast, and then Moon Knight does fight vampires. Are they working up maybe a big,
Defender
thing.
Defender-style
crossover. But with vampires? So like Moon Knight and Blade team up and fight Morpheus kind of thing. Like, I don't know.
I'm sure the idea has come across Feige's mind.
Okay, but all I care is, like, I've seen this on the internet there. I just want the line, that bitch Dracula better have my money. I want that to be in the show.
Well, these are years in the making, so I'm thinking 2021, 2022. Yeah.
But Moon Knight is, he's a very unique superhero. If you don't know much about him, I mean, I'd read into him. He's very much criminally unused by Marvel for a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he's a schizophrenic.
He's like, he's got four personalities.
Who may not actually have superpowers.
Right.
Ooh.
But he dabbles into a lot of story arcs.
Yeah, so he's kind of like Batman. He's kind of like Batman for Marvel.
Yeah.
Like, he's like a billionaire with multiple personality, fights crime at night. He also, he moonlights as a cab driver. Like, one of his personalities is a cab driver, and that's how he gets a lot of his intel. So, like, it's an interesting concept for, like...
Yeah, there's hay to be made there.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, John, as you were saying...
Oh. Do they say, are these series live action or animated?
I believe these are all live action
so far.
That's interesting. You know, I was kind of wondering, there really aren't any of the, like, oh, I guess actually they just announced one or two animated ones, like a Comic-Con, right?
What if is, which is cool. I like What If because it's being voiced by all the actors.
But so what my larger point was is, I just remember, you know, growing up, there was like a bunch of Marvel cartoons on TV that would you know, seemed like it was like half of them was on Fox, Saturday morning or whatever.
I mean, but, you had X-Men, you had Amazing Spider-Man, you had the Fantastic Four, you had Iron Man and the Avengers was on the channel.
Whether or not they do all that stuff, I don't know, at this point.
No, but those existed in cartoon form in the 90s. So, like, that was the end of Marvel's reign in the 90s.
It's like, but I guess, I'm just surprised they don't just go back to the well and just, you know, because, like, content is just so big, especially, like, with kids stuff, that they don't just make a bunch of these, even if they're in their kind of own little universe. I mean, you know, there were plenty of kind of concurrent stories, even like in Star Wars and stuff, to the movies, that, you know, it's nothing new, I guess, is my point. And it would seem like it's like easy money that they're just kind of leaving on the table.
Yeah. Anyways,
did you see also they stopped making Spider-Man comics?
What?
I thought I read somewhere where they actually stopped making Spider-Man. I
don't think so.
Didn't see that anywhere.
Didn't see that? All right, I got to look at it further then.
Yeah.
Because I was reading something, I think I saw a glance where it's right after the Disney-Sony blow-up, they stopped making.
It was probably one of those clickbait things. It's like, Marvel's stopping Spider-Man. And then, like,
I think it was actually part of an article.
Yeah, it's probably like one of like the 15 different storylines for Spider-Man is coming to an end. And somebody's like, they're ending Spider-Man.
Oh, okay.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah, it could be, but I honestly wouldn't put it past them.
No,
to stop Spider-Man.
They did it to Fantastic Four, but I mean, Fantastic Four, like, they did out of protest because the movies just sucked.
Well, I mean, if they stopped getting ideas for story arcs that comic fans love, they literally did it because I know, but they also did it for that reason too. They stopped the comics before the movies even came back to Disney Marvel.
Oh, I know, but like that's what they did with Fantastic Four. So it was like when they got the rights back, there's a new Fantastic Four timeline going on.
No, I know.
So,
I've seen it.
They'll cut ties, but you're not going to cut ties with Spider-Man. That's like one of the best-selling comics they've got.
So, speaking of Doctor Doom, why don't we move on to Mortal Engines?
Why Doctor Doom?
Really? You didn't look at that guy and go,
oh, okay,
that's Doctor Doom.
You mean Josh Trank's Doctor Doom?
Like, even that, like, the first time I saw him, I'm like, so that's Doctor Doom there.
Yeah, so good transition. Mortal Engines.
Mortal Engines.
Movie came out in 2018, at the end of 2018. Yeah,
based
it finally
on a,
hit a streaming service. Yeah,
based on a young adult novel series published by Scholastics in the early 2000s. Because I know at least the sequel came out in 2003, so it's you know, this, it's been around for a while.
It's about a post-apocalyptic,
way in the future
world.
So it's Planet of the Apes.
But there's no apes.
No.
But there's nowhere apes, just giant moving cities.
Yeah, it's, but it's basically, well, except for the Heston plot, but like the setting is basically,
I guess,
Planet of the Apes, where like we destroy the planet.
Yeah.
And now it's a new planet with survivors on it.
Like the crust was shattered as they put it, so the Earth looks different now.
Yeah. Mm.
There's moving pieces. The Earth is moving constant, or a bunch of the Earth is moving.
Yeah.
So, and then it's just big, massive mobile cities.
Well, one
that move around.
They only
that,
show one massive mobile
city. Yeah. Okay.
City. Everything else is like small towns.
Yeah. Or trading outposts. Right. I think very much a Waterworld situation.
Yeah. I would compare it to Waterworld.
Very
more than
much
of
little
the Apes.
Mad Max in there too. Yeah. You know?
Very much an attempt at an allegory for colonialism that just didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's funny because, like, the first, you know, like, London is, like, this giant city on wheels that's, like, they say at the beginning, predatory, which, yeah. Like, okay. Right. But the people, you know, in the first sort of run-in, the people in London are very, you know, just the way they're dressed are very kind of modernistic and like, you know, clean and, you know, just put together. And all the people they get are like essentially like, like they're all wearing like hats and it looks like they've all been like working in the fields.
It's very, very Hunger Games-ish.
Well, yeah, it's a post-apocalyptic kind of thing. So first of all, Michael Bennett. Can we just like really quickly, Michael Bennett?
Yeah, like it's very funny when you're like, oh hey, is that Michael Bennett? Oh yeah, it is. Okay,
like so random. Like it's like such a, because you sent us like a text about your like first 10 seconds in or 10 minutes in, and you're like, was that Michael Bennett? And I was like, all right, I gotta keep my eye open. Oh, there he is. Like I was expecting him to be like part of a crowd, not like the person the guy runs into and just like, huh. It's like, oh yeah, that's Michael Bennett. Look at that. Okay. And we'll never see him again.
It's just like such a random person to be in.
Right?
Like, just like like some athlete who like yeah, I know him and his brother are very kind of creative and, you know, or, you know, kind of a little predisposed to that sort of thing. Mm. But it's like, rip, like what?
Yeah, you know, like why,
like
Michael
Peter Jackson
Bennett
produced this? Like I don't.
He wrote and produced this. Like he wrote this script.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, co-wrote. But
yeah.
Yeah. This is just.
Well, okay. So here's my take on this one, guys.
All right.
This is very much fantasy sci-fi, like paint by numbers.
Okay.
Like it's a collection of like all of your favorite moments.
Yes.
Like you have the I am your father moment. I guess spoiler.
Which wasn't a spoiler at all. Like no one figure that out?
I love the scene. So like when they're the final like battle between the two and they're on top of the ship and he's like, she never told you. I'm like,
yeah,
say I am your father.
It.
Like that's the next
say
line.
Because I just watched Empire. I heard that. And I'm like, really?
I know. It's like, come on.
You can't even rewrite the line.
There was that scene, which was fantastic.
Yep.
With massive amounts of sarcasm. But then there was also that other scene when they're like charging the weapon and Hugo Weaving does like this pose. And
oh,
then
yeah.
Like the electricity is coming off of
him. Oh, man.
This movie was a fucking joke. This movie was so shitty.
Like I wouldn't go that
yeah,
far.
Yeah, I wouldn't
this
go
was
there.
So bad.
No, it wasn't. I've seen worse. Trust
well,
me.
Yeah, but
much worse.
I know, but I was gonna say those straight to Netflix movies.
No,
don't count
movies
as a movie,
in
but
theaters that have been worse than
this movie.
This movie's okay.
Yeah,
like,
I enjoyed this movie. I straight up enjoyed this
movie. This movie confused me, Chris, because I feel like I should be with you on this. But for some reason, I was kind of enjoying myself with this.
Like,
I had zero
and I can't
enjoyment
tell you why.
I mean, do I have problems with this? Yes. There's a lot of character development that doesn't exist. Like, why she all of
the
a sudden
android
I haven't got to Shrek over there. I know it's like Shriek, but she keeps saying Shrek. That confused me.
He's Dr. Doom.
Yeah, let's like even just set that aside.
Yeah,
like...
I'm setting that aside for now. But like when they're on Scuttlebutt, I remember that the thing where like they lock them in the room and she's like telling him to go and he's like, no, I can't. She's like, well, I would have for you. 2 minutes later, she's like, you know what? I think I love this guy.
Yeah. Like, oh, I forgot that leap.
Such a leap.
You kind of get the vibe that they're trying to set up a series.
Well, that's what they were doing.
And I was like, why rush the love interest here? Like, set it up, well, sure, but like, why do they have to be in love at the end?
Like, so, like, here's my reasoning for the rush, is because this was a 2-hour movie, which, to be fair, is about 3 hours shorter than your average Peter Jackson movie. Right. So we would be complaining if it was a Peter Jackson movie on how long this took to get like off the ground. So yeah, they skipped around a bunch. It is for young adults. Like that was what the story was for.
When we were watching at the end of this movie, I was just thinking, shit, they're gonna end this movie when they're just showing up to the wall.
Oh, yeah, no.
I really thought that was going to be the case.
No, they had their Death Star moment.
Right, another thing.
Yeah.
They had the, we're gonna sell you into slavery, LOL. No, you're just going to break out. Oh, yeah. And then, hang on. My favorite part of this movie is when the Chinese girl, like, shows up, and she's like, hey, I just came from the fucking Matrix. What's up, guys? It's like...
Yeah, Chris, when you mentioned The Matrix earlier, that's what I thought you were talking about. Because I was just like, yeah, she came straight from The Matrix.
Yeah, like, she was so out of place. But, like, at the same time, I was like, she's kind of badass. I kind of like her. Like, I want more. And she's dead.
Yeah.
Like,
I can't.
Come on.
I just can't wrap my head around this movie.
The
world building setup was not really there.
Oh, the world building was terrible. Yeah, the world building was, let's just throw some words at you and hope you kind of understand what we're talking about.
I don't know if it was acting or if it was
the
script
the acting
itself.
Was bad. The acting was
okay,
bad.
Or could it just
don't
been a combination?
So,
but the
really
main
bad.
Actress
the
is
lead
just...
The was really bad.
No.
So the guy who plays Tom, he...
Which one's Tom?
The guy? The main actor?
Robert Sheehan.
Yeah. He is also in the Umbrella Academy.
Yes.
He plays one of the characters, which I know you guys have not seen, even though I've told you.
No, but I have seen him in other stuff.
But that came out this year. So I can evaluate him on two very recent things he's done. He is excellent in the Umbrella Academy. Like, that show is great, and he's got a major role. He plays like a drug addict who
so this
talks
is,
to dead
so
people.
So you're saying, what's he in this then?
And then in this, he's terrible. He's like, it's a completely different...
So
like,
it's director
yes.
issue.
I think it's like a
yes,
dumb... It's like
director.
Not a good character, though.
No, that's true.
None of this... When he was sitting there staring at the jacket, I'm like, put the jacket on.
Yeah. Put the jacket on. Why are we focusing on the jacket? I know, you already said you wanted to be an aviator. Just put the damn jacket on. Why aren't you putting the jacket on? Yeah. Why are we focusing on the jacket? Okay, we're done.
I don't think I've had
there,
so much.
He's got the freaking
I don't think
jacket
I've had
on.
So much more interaction between me and my iPad watching this than any other movie.
It's like this movie also has the problem where it has conflicts started and resolved in like 5 minutes.
Yes,
because like
Shrek.
We had that whole.
Let's go into Shrek now.
Well, no, hang on. There was that whole point where like he decides to share his life story with her.
Oh yeah,
and she goes, no, we're not doing this. I'm not telling you about what happened. And literally 5 minutes later, they're sitting in that cell and she's like, well, I guess I'll tell you my life story.
Well, no,
now.
She didn't say the life story in there. It was in there.
Yeah.
And then it was up on the Matrix girl's ship that you find out how she survived.
Yes.
Which brings us to Shrek.
Or the love story. Or simply,
literally,
I love you,
Shrek, he lives in a swamp and
please.
He's green.
He's Dr. Doom. I will not join
I
you
I think he's
this
more
Shrek.
Dr. Doom. He's more Dr. Doom.
Come on,
than
he's
than
Dr. Doom. His name is Shriek, but she totally calls him Shrek because every time she says his name, I'm like, wait, she said Shrek. But like, I'm looking on like the IMDb. I'm like, but it says Shriek. And she's like, but Shrek. I'm like, you mean Shriek, not Shrek.
It's she's right. Norwegian, so
it's,
I think
he's
it's
a zombie. Essentially? Android thing.
He's a
cyborg.
He reminds me of a synth from Fallout.
he's one of the creatures created in the Nomad Wars. We're not going to explain to you what that is. Just go along with us what the Nomad Wars are.
It's a lot of leaps.
So yeah, he randomly appeared the same time this girl showed up. So we're going to release him to kill the girl.
Yeah, I don't know what the plan was. Like, why he couldn't just be go to the guards and be like, I like this guy, release. Why do you have to blow it up?
Yeah, he blew up.
Hey, blow up the whole prison? Like, what the fuck?
I have to be evil.
Twirling the mustache. he was a cape, twirly mustache, and a top hat away from being like a snidely whiplash kind of villain. It's like, he seems nice on the surface, but he's hiding a secret that everybody apparently knows about. Like, it's in the frickin'... So they call it a church, but it's actually the Capitol building.
St. Paul's.
They call it a cathedral, yeah.
Well, that's a landmark in London.
Okay. Yeah, for some reason, the subway system is on London.
Yeah.
Did you see that? The tubes?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like the eye.
Yeah.
But like
the city on wheels or legs or whatever.
No, it's on wheels.
Can I ask you a quick question? I might have missed this.
Okay.
Do they explain why they're on wheels?
No.
Nope.
There's a lot of unexplained things that
I think it's the fact that there's like no. It seems like impossible to farm, but there's grass everywhere. So
yeah, but like, I did like people that, like, are you looked at?
Yeah, they're living off like salts and stuff like that.
Well, but the people behind the wall are permanently settled, and
yeah, it seems like they don't have to be nomadic, so yeah, I don't,
but like again, I liked the fact that every time you saw the landscape of Europe, it was just flat. For this movie, I liked that because it was like, yeah, there were like bumps and stuff, but like there were no trees. It was just flat grass.
Can I be honest? I think this plot would have worked better if they just straight up went, yeah, this isn't Earth, this is some fantasy world.
Well, yes and no. So I told you guys, so the, I don't know if it's come out yet, but like I was planning for the Dark Crystal series on Netflix to come out, because I'm like, I've never seen the show. And so I sat down, I'd never seen the movie. So I sat down, I watched the movie, and like the first 10 minutes is like them telling a story of what had happened over the previous 1,000 years and what's going on. And like watching it, I was like, they would never make this movie today because people don't like that kind of narration in the beginning of a movie anymore.
But you don't have to do that.
You don't have to.
If you're
like,
just like, it's a fantasy world.
Yeah, for a fantasy thing, like, but they set up like what was going on in the movie. And like for a fantasy, like sometimes you kind of need that kind of thing. But
this movie definitely,
like the beginning of Lord of the Rings, the Fellowship of the Ring, how there was that whole like, this is what happened thousands of years before we start our movie.
Oh, God, I love that.
And it was great. This movie needed that. The problem was, they said, over 1,000 years ago, there was a war. We blew things up. Now our movie. Like,
well, they needed that, and then they could have gotten rid of Shrek.
But or like
the whole
or
thing.
Explain them in the beginning. The yeah, no, it didn't. But like if they explained who those people are, the resurrected ones or whatever, like maybe like it would have been important. But his death scene, I choked up a little bit. Like I felt something there.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know.
It also made anything? Me a little bit worried. I'm like, hold on, she just killed him with her boot? But then he's been shot,
yeah,
and
like
stabbed,
and like everything happens to him, and he's like, "I'm here to finally kill you." She's like, "But no," he's like, "Oh, you love him? I'm gonna die now. Bye."
I'm here to guess kill I'll you die. Like you always wanted.
It's like the old guy meme. Yes,
yeah.
I'll die.
Yeah, you literally could have stopped that because she remembered getting the key.
Yeah,
when she was a kid, she remembered getting the key, and she's like, "I don't know what that is."
Yeah,
and then in the end, she ends up with the key. Finds out it's a key, and then you could have cut out 30 minutes.
Yeah. If he didn't die, it would have been better.
Why didn't she just take her to the wall? Clearly, she's an important person at the wall. Why the hell did she have to go up to the blip thing?
I don't know. Maybe they were refueling and they didn't explain that?
There's a mass.
There's a lot of leaps of faith in this movie. Like, you just got to trust them.
This movie is very underexplained.
Yes. Which, to be fair, if this was explained, it was going to be like a 3.5 hour movie. Like, you just know it.
What was it, 2:30?
No, just two.
Two?
Just straight two.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this movie already, the budget on it was like, I think, $100 million.
Yeah, it was $100 million budget, made 16.
No, no, no. In the U.S., yeah.
Oh, what was it?
Made total? Globally, total. It came to like 100, which is
no,
still...
No, it was less. It was 83 total.
They did not make their money back. This was a flop.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a pretty big flop. Although, like I said, I don't think that's necessarily... The movie's not as bad as much, no. as much as it was a flop, if that makes sense.
So when this movie was over, I sat there and I was like, I mean, it was bad. Like, well, I shouldn't say bad. Like, it wasn't like a perfect movie kind of thing. Like, there was a lot of flaws.
If you're like on a plane and you watch this,
oh, you're
like this, you're totally fine.
Yeah. If you just want kind of like that sci-fi action kind of movie, like that doesn't star Channing Tatum.
This is at the bottom of your list.
Though. No, it is not.
Yeah, it is.
No,
there's
definitely not.
There's more movies on an
but,
airplane.
But like, I looked at like the reviews for this movie, and yeah, critics hated this movie. But like, I think fan score, it's like on IMDb, it was like a 60 something, and I was like
66.1.
Yeah, and then on Rotten Tomatoes, the fan score was also in the 60s. So it's like 2/3 of people think this is an okay movie, and I'm like, I think I'm in that boat where it's like, if this got a sequel, I wouldn't be like, oh God, I can't believe this movie got a sequel. I'd be like, I'm mildly interested in seeing the sequel.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, there were problems with the plot. And this was the director's first ever directing role. So I think like there's problems that come from that.
I just feel like all this YA stuff is just half-baked.
That's true.
Like, they just, you know, and I was even thinking back today because I saw somebody did, like, a reference to, like, the Hunger Games. So I'm like, oh, yeah, those are, like, 4 or 5 or 3 or 2, like, really very successful movies that no one's talked about since.
Yeah.
See, I think this movie would have done much, much better, maybe after a little bit of revisions and some tweaks, 10 years ago, middle of the Twilight series.
No.
It provides an offset to that franchise.
I don't think so.
I think it would have done better back then. I think this is too far gone out of the YA adaptations.
My feeling about this movie is...
No, but you're always going to have kids. Like, it's not like...
No, I
it's
agree.
Not like your target audience goes away.
But there was a time when the young adult stuff was really ingrained in the movie atmosphere.
Well, yeah, I mean,
but I think it's like Twilight was successful and Harry Potter was going big. So they're like, well, let's just shove a bunch down their throats. Well,
you got the Hunger Games too that came out towards the end. The Hunger Games were pretty large, and then you had the Divergent stuff, which the first one was, it made some money, then the second one was just an absolute.
If you want to go down a YA hole, I mean, so much came out in the middle of the aughts.
YA hole.
Yeah. So like, I mean, you had the Harry Potter series, you had the Twilight series, you had the Divergent series, like you said, which flopped. You had the Mortal Instruments City of Bones series that flopped.
Pumpkin
Eater
and the Olympians.
That one with the owls, like, you know, like, I mean, there's...
Yeah, the Kahul or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, like, they try to, like, make a new one of these, like, every 2 years.
But, like
it's nothing new.
I'm not upset that they tried this. I'm a little upset that Peter Jackson didn't direct it, because I think, like, he would have... I shit on his Hobbit series, and I'm not a fan of his King Kong movie, but, like... this movie definitely deserved Peter Jackson treatment. I think he would have been better.
You know what? It could have used a slower pace.
Yeah.
It kind of just kept going and going and going and just jumping from here to here and here. Yeah. And I'm like, gee.
Mortal Instruments actually did decent.
The first one, City of Bones, and then the second one just...
There wasn't a second one.
Oh, there wasn't?
I'm going to be completely
honest.
No,
it went to TV.
Oh, okay.
I don't... What is Immortal Instruments?
I don't know. I remember seeing, like, the books at, like, stores.
They made a movie out of that?
So is that the one where, like, the guy's tattoos dead? And shit?
The guy's dead?
Is that the one where he's a zombie? I'm not even joking. I'm like...
No, are you talking about the Romeo and Juliet?
No, that's
Warm Bodies.
Warm Bodies.
Yeah, war. Okay, yeah, never mind.
No, this is with the Lena Headey. Cersei Lannister.
Lena Headey.
Yeah, she plays it's almost like witchcraft.
Yeah. Oh, there was also that Beautiful Creatures movie. That happened.
Yeah, this one was 6 years ago. Mortal Instruments was 6 years ago.
Honestly, Game of Thrones is almost YA that's just like just tweaked enough that it's not. And okay. Then, like, you know, well, has the, a hard
the show the show is more of a YA thing. The books are definitely fantasy.
You know, YA is not a genre. Fantasy
yeah, you can be
both. Genre.
You can be. No, but fine. The books are definitely not geared towards the young adult.
There you go.
Readers. How's that? That's better yes. Phrasing?
Okay. That makes more sure. Sense.
You knew what I was trying to say, though.
Yeah, I just wanted you to understand that YA, though it is kind of a genre, it's not a genre.
I know.
Well, there's definitely a specific genre that's like dystopic YA, which is definitely what this falls
into. Yeah. Because like Hunger Games, Divergent, like all those, the Maze Runner movies.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, the Maze Runner.
Yeah.
Yeah, those exist.
I still gotta watch the last one.
There's at least one or two that are going on now that we're not even talking about because we're just, you know, past that point.
But like, it's a big thing. Like over the past, I would say like 15 years, like the YA kind of like movies coming out and like they're just throwing them at the wall, seeing what sticks. I mean, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark? That's a YA. It is. It most legit
it is.
Technically, so I mean, horror movies are always geared to the younger audiences, though.
Yeah,
well, but depending on
those,
they all are.
That those stories though are for young adults. Like those, the books. Those are
the books itself.
Young adults.
So like the Goosebumps is technically
exactly
kids, but
I'd almost say that could almost be kids' books.
Yeah, no, like, Goosebumps is kids. Oh God, what was he made a second series that was like more YA. Becky used to read them. Damn it, I forget. But it was like just high school kids, whereas like Goosebumps was like middle school kids.
Oh.
I forget what they were called. But yeah, like they weren't as clever.
Hmm. Well, anyway.
R.L. Stine was a beast when it came to writing. That's all I'm saying.
Anyway, this young adult series is definitely done.
Yeah, oh yeah, without a doubt.
No way.
No chances. I mean, will it get revived in the future? Maybe.
Yeah, who the hell knows?
Yeah.
Do you know how many books there are?
I think either three or four.
Oh, that one with Oprah. What was that one?
Wrinkle in Time?
Wrinkle in Time?
I mean,
a kid's book?
That was a kid's book. I read it in sixth grade.
That's more of a kid's book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, that was like fifth grade.
Yeah, there were a bunch. Well, sixth. It was middle school. I remember reading it. What was that? Ah, damn it. I had another one that like recently came out too. Damn it. I forgot. Never mind.
it's not important.
I know. I guess not.
No, all right. Well, do we want to rate this?
No, it's 2018.
It was last year. We don't have to rate it.
Yeah. I don't recommend seeing this movie to
anybody.
I would
recommend it. It's 2 hours and it's a fun movie. It's not. Like, you're not expecting this to be, like, a phenomenal movie. It's just kind of a fun movie.
This movie honestly just left me confused. Not, like, angry or upset or bored. I just left it confused.
I'll admit I didn't want my time back.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't a bad movie.
I don't want to say it was entertaining, but
at least it looked
I didn't want time back.
Yeah, no, it looked good. Great. I don't have to see this again, but, like, I'm not disappointed.
There's
no
way I'm going to see this again.
But... John, would you recommend this to anybody?
It's okay. I mean, like, if I knew somebody liked fantasy or sci-fi,
like
whatever.
Dystopian kind
of. Yeah, it's really fantasy, I guess. Yeah. If I knew somebody was into this sort of shit.
You know what's really nice? It's a dystopian movie that doesn't truly include, like, zombies. Like, they all have zombies. I mean, the resurrected guy, but he's not out to eat brains. He's not out to eat brains, and he's not, like, the main threat. Or, quote, main threat.
I mean, like, that's really hard for me to not say he's zombies.
Yeah,
he reminded me very much of the green guys in Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
Return of the King.
Yeah. No, but like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not one of those like dystopian futures where zombies are the enemy, but then you find out, but it's not the zombies who's the real enemy. It's man who's the real enemy. They're the real monsters. It's not like one of those movies.
I mean, we kind of get humans are the real monsters in this, a little bit.
You get that at the beginning when there's like, mankind destroyed everything. We're about to do it again.
I think you guys are just looking for that line.
Oh, and we didn't even mention the fact that the minions are in this movie.
Okay, so...
That was awesome. That was actually very funny.
So, yeah.
I want to know how they became our deities.
Okay, so the reason why they are our deities, I actually read this up on this note.
Okay, how's that?
So in the books, they in the museum, it's actually the heads of Mickey Mouse and Goofy.
Okay, that makes sense.
But yeah, because they can't use them, they're made by Universal, who owns Illumination, they use the minions.
They decided to use the minions.
That's why the minions are in this movie.
Right, well, one of my problems with this movie was it was filled with stupid jokes like that.
Yeah.
Like that five-minute conversation about a toaster. Yeah.
That was...
Oh, yeah, that
yeah,
was...
Yeah. But like with the minions, like that was part of the book.
No. I get that. But like, it's just stupid jokes like that. Where it would have like,
been 10 times better if he said, "I am your father." It really would have. Yeah. It really would have.
Plus, I was kind of taking the jokes personally when they were like making fun of us, and I'm like, "Bitch, I live in a moving city. All right, yeah. We're better than you."
So there was.
We didn't have class systems.
Yeah,
you do.
Wait.
Well, wearing ID badges. How's that?
We Tier don't have one. ID Wait. Badges to our class systems.
Wait. We do for work, though. Anyway, but... So one of the last things I want to say is... So her mom is Pandora... Her name is Pandora. And I guess if this continued as a series, one of the reoccurring things is people in this world are named after the Ancient Ones stuff. So there's like a character named Napster. Because it was 2000, so like Napster was a thing back then. So
wait,
like,
wait,
yes,
what?
This is
wait.
Real. In the books, there's characters named after like stuff, like programs and stuff like that that people used back, like in our
time. There's like a guy named like Sony or something. No, like what,
this
like,
chick's name is Hester.
No, Tom, but her mom, Thaddeus, her mom is
Anna,
Pandora,
Bevis, Catherine, Magnus.
This is my.
I'm saying in the future books, you run across characters with these kind of names.
I was going to say, none of these characters have like.
Pandora
is
the only
aside
one.
From, yeah.
This is my son, the Detroit Lions.
did you guys also like.
Miss Dr. Twix.
When she took the key out, I was like, part of me was like, come on. Why are you always blaming the USA? Like.
No, I was more thinking like, come on, why is it so clean?
But I'm like more upset that there's like the USA made these things. Like, come on. So you're saying like we're bad? We brought about world destruction?
Oh, Jesus.
I mean like, yeah, but like
but come
still
on.
Still hurts.
Yeah, right? I know it's true, but you don't have to keep reminding us about it.
All right. Why don't we tie this up then, huh?
All right.
No final thoughts, John. Nothing.
6.8. I'm giving it a 4.
Still... Yeah. No. Like a D. D plus. Maybe a C minus.
Yeah. I'm around there, like a 6.5 or something. Yeah.
I'm a no recommendation for this at all.
That's sad.
So. All right. Well, anyway, next week I will be doing Carnival Row. If anybody else is interested.
Yeah, I'll give that a shot.
Maybe I'll give it an episode or something. So.
Yeah. So next week we'll be doing that and then probably throw in...
What platform is that on?
Amazon
Prime. Comes out on the 30th, so...
What's it? I've never heard of this. What is it?
We talked about it at length.
Yeah, we already...
I'll explain it to you once we finish this up.
Wait, really?
Yeah, we did. Well, anyway... That does it for us for this week. Until next time.
Bye. Adios.